Greetings and welcome to the Franz Barden Podcast. I'm your host, Clint Sabom. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about auto-suggestion and manifestation, as talked about by Barden, and also getting into some of the obstacles, some of the commonly arising questions about it, and even some of the law of attraction and how that may or may not apply to it. So basically, the auto-suggestion practice, as Barden sets it out, lays it out in the book, Initiation into Hermetics, is essentially a way of, it's a way of becoming, but it's a way of acting as if you are already there by framing your affirmation of the desired goal in the present tense and cutting off time because of using the present tense. And Barden suggests that it works better at first, or he actually doesn't say better at first, he just says period, to use things that have to do with the personality, you know, like health, magical success, whatever, you know, as opposed to using it for external things, like winning the lottery is an example he gives. And so I think that you can use it for both. I think that in the beginning, it's going to be easier to see effects if you are just using it for things that have to do with the personality, as if I am healthy, or I am experiencing magical success, I am a successful magician, whatever it may be. And so you're framing your affirmation in the present tense. And with all the liquids you drink throughout the day, and with all the food you eat, remember, and this is the hardest thing about this exercise, is just remembering to do it. Remember, take a pause for 30 seconds or even just 15 seconds before you lay into that food. And even if it's unhealthy food, even if you're splurging on something, you can still use it on that. Don't let the guilt get in the way of this exercise. And basically place your intention of I am healthy, or whatever it may be, but we'll just use I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy, into the food, into the liquid, and then drink it. Charge it up with that. And if you have a hard time visualizing yourself doing it, you can visualize your eyes just looking at it in these kinds of invisible, these droplets of intention going into the food or going into the water, you know, maybe even like arrows going from your eyes into the food and into the water, and help with the visualization that way. And don't worry whether it's true or not, just do it and keep doing it. And what we're doing is training the unconscious that believes you are not those things and you do not have those things completely. And so we're getting the subconscious in line. And because of that, in addition to impregnating food and impregnating water, Barden suggests saying the mantra, the affirmation, silently or aloud, right when you wake up during the morning and right when you go to bed at night, or even if you have a different kind of schedule, whenever you wake up and then right before you're about to fall asleep, because your subconscious is most pliable then, and it can kind of, the affirmation can kind of sink in there a whole lot easier. So that is the practice, and the hardest thing again is to remember to do it. So if you forget, and you probably will forget when you first start practicing this, you will forget to keep doing it. So if you forget and you realize sometime throughout the day, wow, I've forgotten to impregnate this food and this water that I've you know, drank today and eaten today. You can just, heck, use that time as a time to just repeat the affirmation, you know, 25, 50 times silently in your head. Do some catch-up work. I mean, just because Barden says right before bed and right when you just wake up doesn't mean you can't just repeat it to yourself throughout the day when you're thinking about it. Certainly, and by all means, do that as well. Now, the question becomes, can you use this with external things? And I feel like this practice kind of approaches what New Thought author Neville Goddard would call living in the end, because you're living as if you're already there. So if you wanted to do this, for example, of I am wealthy, I am wealthy, I am wealthy, and doing it more and more, you begin to really believe you're wealthy. Your energy kind of coalesced around being wealthy, like energetic modeling, and you actually felt as if you were wealthy, regardless of the actual money you may have in the bank or not. You know, and you basically got to the point where you felt that, then it becomes real. But there would probably be a lot of training of the subconscious and a lot of willpower necessary for that external end to come. But absolutely, you could use this on external things. I see no reason why not to. I would just suggest using it at first on things that have to do with your personality, using it at first that way. Things that are not external or even a little less external. If you want to be more productive and efficient at work, you could use it for that, you know, anything like that. But this is basically, it's very interesting because law of attraction material does not mention this a whole lot. There's not the impregnation of water in food, and it's kind of interesting because they use plenty of affirmations, but they don't always use it with water and food. So Barden's kind of on to something that law of attraction literature really isn't necessarily on to, or the law of attraction forums aren't necessarily talking about. So now we get to the point where, what if you've been doing this for a couple of months and you've been working on an affirmation for a couple of months or maybe even longer, and you're actually seeing very little if no results, and there's actually a kickback that happens where more negativity enters than even before you are saying the affirmation? And that can occasionally happen when the affirmation is so totally unbelieved that you just can't really will the subconscious into submission. So in this instance, I would just basically say, okay, you know, we're going to shift out of doing it this way, and I don't really believe I'm there yet, so let's not pretend I'm there, because this is not helping, and I can't get there using this method. So instead, I am going to use a state of becoming, basically. I was trying to think of the right word, a state of becoming. And say, I command infinity to make me healthy. I command infinity to put me in optimal health. I command infinity to give me magical success. Go ahead and do that. And that commanding of infinity, I mean, that's a huge thing. I mean, who commands infinity? That will strengthen the will, and that will catch you up. Try that. It's a huge leap to take. And you may almost feel a little bit of that childhood Catholic guilt or religious guilt, if you have any of that, in thinking, who am I to command infinity? But command infinity to make you healthy. Command infinity to make you experience magical success and progress in the path, or whatever the objective may be. And so that is a backup plan. I would say that's the backup plan. In most circumstances, the way Barden lays it out is probably going to work fine. So I've covered a lot in a little bit of time. So maybe listen to this episode again too, because there's lots of gems in it hidden in there. And this is one of the most powerful practices in initiation into hermetics. And it can't be, you know, it can't be overemphasized enough how powerful this exercise can be. So, you know, happy manifesting to all you aspiring Bardenists and students of Barden. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I send you my blessings and my love and support. And if you want to reach out to me, you can feel free to email me at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. Goodbye for now.